Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. Excuse me. And we're here to have a wonderful program. So sit back and relax. We'll do some sample healings, everybody. And let's start off with an emotional clearing. And here we go. So we'll go back 5 days. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. I'm going to just put some music on here so you can just sit back and kind of look back and see how this healing has worked for you. Look at a situation, happened in the last 5 days, and just see if you're released from it now. Feeling body. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And just see how this one here kind of is affecting you now. Okay, and I will do a sensory body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And again, kind of do a body check here, see how you're feeling. Clearing here. Let's do one for trauma. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Again, just see which body helps you out the most here on clearing. Next, we're going to do a pain body. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Here that I don't normally do, but this is be interesting for all of you. We're going to do the energy for psychic attack energies. So this we have on the website too under Dark Side Practitioners. So we're going to go back 5 days for psychic attack. So hang on here. You never know what's going to happen. So 5 days ago cleared. Oh man, this feels rough. 4 days cleared. Man, people are thinking thoughts about you. 3 days cleared. I might want to move around a little bit here. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. Wow. And today cleared. Oh, man. So I'll let you have this clearing for probably about 3 minutes here. And I'll go over it again. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. This one is pretty rough. Thank you.
5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And again, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. This is for psychic attack energies. And again, because it's such a rough clearing, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, and yesterday cleared. One more time, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, let's do another body here. Hopefully feel much better right now. I do after this here. Wow, a lot of stuff is out there. Let's do a healing for, let's see here. Let's do a pain body clearing. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Thank you. Okay, and let's do another clearing here, and let's do one for, let's do a emotional stress clearing. This we have on the barcode clearing, and this is also a barcode type of clearing, but we won't be doing barcodes today, but it's also, you know, like I said, included if you get the physical body barcode released from it for death. This is what the dark side has put on us here. This clearing is part of it. So here we go. Emotional stress. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Here we go. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace somewhere?
Yes, I'm here, and welcome everyone, and hope you all enjoyed that. Thank you so much, Ron, for those incredible healings.
I thought the attack one was pretty rough, man.
Yeah, I'll say. Yes, it was. So, yeah, we had a few people on the fast chat, so I want to say hello to everyone. And someone was asking if we were live or not, and yes, we are live right now.
Live and wiggling.
On August 26th, Wednesday. So welcome, everyone. And if you have a question for Ron or a request, please go ahead and type it in the fast chat or give us a call if you like. I'll give you the number to call. It's 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And while we're waiting for some questions, Ron, would you like to do a mental body? I don't think we did that one.
No, not yet. So here we go. Mental body clearing. These are for the thinkers out there. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. So I'll put some music on, and you can see how you're feeling here. Actually, how you're thinking. If any of the mind chatter left you, I'll do it again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. heard a beep there, so we have a caller online.
Yes, I'm Larry here, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Ron. Wonderful to hear from you again in your beautiful voice. Ron, I saw this movie I'd like to share with you. It's called The End of Days.
End of Days.
It was the battle
okay.
between God and the devil, and they killed each other because they're fighting for supremacy and infallibility. And I thought it was very amusing. But then it seems like the ETs, they have destroyed each other's souls, and their souls have been lost for this dark soul imitation inside of their bodies that mobilize them. And I'm wondering if you'd like to share with us a little bit about that, about what happened also in this, in contrast with this movie.
Boy, what normally happens with the energies, well, I can first talk about people that live here, okay? So people that live around this planet that are connected to the darkness, whether they know it or not, they start losing their life force energy because the darkness doesn't necessarily take care of the people that are promoting them. So if you have noticed, a lot of the practitioners that are out there, that have been out there, will say, thinking they're working for the light. Remember, the light doesn't promote itself, okay? And so people think that because they got a message from Archangel Michael to go out or from Jesus to go out on this particular mission, maybe for, you know, maybe 10, 20 years ago to promote the light, okay, to try to help people. The light doesn't do that. And you're finding now that these older practitioners that were out there now are basically getting very ill and if not dying, okay, because the darkness does not care if it takes out their ground crew or not. And I see this a lot when I go to expos now. I'll see people who've been out in the circuit a lot, and they're just getting very old. They're aging. And, you know, some people have gained a lot of weight. And you wonder, gee, what's going on here? And then that's kind of what I notice, okay? So the working with, like what you said, Larry, God versus the devil, well, those are both two of the same energies, you know, that if you don't look at it as the light being the God energy. So that would typically be probably two alien races competing with each other, and they could be actually destroying each other, or, you know, could be many more. So remember, the alien races are competing for us to control our bodies. Now, as far as looking at the divine energy, working with the God plane energy, which is the duality energy, the devil energy, these are all the consciousness of the darkness. So this is the light of the darkness. So if you have true light from the creation light ship, which is the true consciousness of light, it is helping to eliminate a lot of this duality energy that's in the light of the darkness that people pray to and connect with. And this is why we do these healings. You have to remember, each time we do a healing on you, whether you may not know this or not, there is actual like spiritual warfare going on with the light and the dark. So when we do like an emotional clearing on you, what's that doing? That's taking away the mind control energy that's imprinted into your body. So I believe every clearing, if not, we'll say 99% of them that I do with people, is eliminating from you the implants and the mind control energy from the darkness. This is all that I work with. And so, yes, every clearing that I do is involved with bringing you back to the light, and also getting rid of the darkness that has attached itself to you. Just think, our body really shouldn't have any genetic predisposition on it or any type of genetic coatings in it from, you know, lifetimes upon lifetimes. That should not be in the body. Just think how much the body's suffering because it's bringing forth from each lifetime, you know, some dark energy which is making it not function very well. And so that's kind of how I perceive it. So, yes, the light does work with the darkness, you know, to get rid of the darkness energy, which is what I call the light of the darkness, which is your implants and the genetic memory in your body. And that's all that I do with people is take out this energy so you can regain more light consciousness because your spirit can't reside in darkness. This is why the clearings are so vital and so needed, so that your spirit can regain more territory within your body. So just coming into your body is one thing. Integrating with your cellular structure is a completely different process. And this is what these healings are about, is to get you connected more to everything. So when we bring you into your body on some of the healings that we do on this show, when I do the heart to mind drop, do an entity release, bringing you into your body, you're probably not connecting to your genetic cellular memory, you know, your cells themselves, because of the memory in it. But you are in your body, floating around someplace, but you're not really integrated, okay, until you have more clearings done. So did that answer your question somewhat, Larry? And how old is that
movie? Yes,
is that a new movie or an old movie? Or?
Yes, it was an older movie on TV. It was just fantastic, I thought. It was hilarious the way they killed each other and fighting over supremacy and infallibility, and that's what destroyed them, got them killed. And, yeah, I think you made a comment one time that when people fight over control, this is what will destroy them and their validity with other people, something similar to that. And I can certainly see that concept in this movie here. It was remarkable, really, that Hollywood would bring out this movie about the battle between these two forces, which were the same force, that battled and destroyed the force within them.
Yeah, people don't understand that typically. I think there's only a good and a bad force. They're both the same. It's just that it all depends how you wish to look at the control on it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Great. Thank you for sharing, Larry.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron.
Hey, you're welcome. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, another beep. Do we have another caller? Anyone there?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, who's this?
Hello, hi, Sylvia. This is Hill.
Hi. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for Ron?
First of all, I would like to say that I appreciate his input. I mean, he went. I asked him for a short scan on my property, on my house, and he said right away in less than a minute. He said that. We have there some Native Indian American spirits, and he gave the location of it. And what is very interesting is that a few years ago, I don't know, 3 years ago, I guess, a block away from us, that is, it was a museum, an Indian American museum, a length of a street, I mean a huge one, with teepees, and I assumed that many spirits were there. So after it was demolished, all these those spirits migrated to around here.
Looking for new homes, huh?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So that was really, really interesting. But after this, I've noticed some I don't know, I have weird dreams. So I don't know what kind of a clearing I should ask for.
That's a good question, Ron. You want to answer that?
Okay, so what you're saying is that after having your land cleared from these Native American Indians that were looking for a new home, basically, now you're having dreams. Are the dreams related to their lifetimes at all, or?
I dream about crowds of people, but I don't see very distinctly. I mean, I don't know. And the atmosphere, the emotions run high in the house. I mean, something is here, but I cannot pinpoint. I don't understand what's going on.
Okay, let me see here. So what you're saying, let's see, is that after the clearing, the Native Americans left, and then you start having strange dreams, and it's emotional. So let me see what that could be. What it feels like to me is that since I only concentrated on the Native American Indians, I would it feels like there's probably more there that wants to get released, so they're trying to let you know that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, just did one thing because that's what I saw at first. So there may be some other people that want to leave. That's kind of what I'm picking up. How does that feel to you? What does your spirit tell you?
Yes, yes.
Okay?
It does.
Do that right now here, and we'll just, that's a few people out there listening, we'll clear these out of your house too. So we'll just call them as entities. These are probably, Peel's case, these are more than likely people that lived on her land, and they're landlocked, we'll call that. And this could be emotional bodies, and it could also be some spirit bodies. Like I mentioned, maybe on one of the shows, but a lot of the Native Americans have the belief system of the forced reincarnation, and they know about it, that they're going to come back and help out their tribe. And so they don't necessarily continue on and go to the light of the darkness. They just kind of sit here, and they wait to be able to reincarnate without a lot of clearing. So they want to just come back with full consciousness of their past lives. So I'll kind of describe that. So that the past lives for most people, the light of the darkness, which is not the light from the creation light ship, this is your forced reincarnation where you go to after you die. Almost always the spirit's cleaned off because they want that spirit to have, you know, a good life force energy when it comes into the next body so they can attach to it, you know, like a dynamo, and they're able to get more energy. Well, the North American Indians somehow have the concept that they're going to come back and not go to that light of the darkness because they don't have that belief system. They just believe they die and they come back. They walk around the land. And so they have the energy when they come back in of remembering their past lives. And this is what maybe some of the Eastern Indian, maybe yogis, do also, I would guess. I can't swear to that completely, but what they do come back, say, yeah, I'm coming back and I'll pick my body. They normally don't get cleared off completely because they want to have the remembrance, okay, of that lifetime so they can come back and help people. So this is kind of what I'm saying. It's not that it's good or bad. It's just the way they choose to use that system of reincarnation, okay? So let's just take away these energies here. So what happened with the heel is that we got rid of the one because she, you know, that's what I picked up, but I didn't look any further because that was bothering her, causing problems. So we'll get rid of the ones now in her house and on her land, and we can do this for other people here, do some entity work here, and we'll just see what happens. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So we'll just see what that does. If you need to have extra work done, I do this in about maybe an hour session, and I do special house clearings, but this is just a brief sample. This one will only work on this particular program right now, so it will not work on the archives, but this will get rid of some of the stuff that you have there. I do it in a lot more detail when I actually do a house clearing for people. I go from room to room.
I understand.
I go in the cubby holes, but this should work good. Okay.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I'll be back with feedback.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, you know, I wanted to get back to something that you said a little bit earlier. And you were talking about how when you bring people into their bodies, a lot of times they don't really, they're not really able to integrate into their cellular structure with their spirit energy, and so I remembered that, you know, the thing that has really helped for myself anyway and other people that I've talked to be able to do that is the clearing intensive Sundays that you're doing, because you know, as you clear out all that stuff, I think what's happening is that the spirit is then able to actually go into the cells, because there's a lot of, or into the, you know, all the parts of the body, because this other stuff is out of there. Is that what's happening with those special clearings, Ron?
Yeah, in the quarantine room, which is where you go to because the darkness is there and you can't go to the light shift to have healing because they will not allow darkness there. So what happens is these energies are released, and then these are the dark energies that have attached, connected to, infiltrated, live inside of your cells. This is why we do different types of healings. The theme for this month is a physical body organ rejuvenation. And we'll also do something next month also. I don't know exactly what that's going to be yet. It'll probably be a continuation of what we're doing here. And we may actually work with maybe the nervous system. This is what I'm picking up here. I don't really know until the exact time when I do the program, but that's what I'm guessing. It'll be nervous system and physical body organs also. Remember, it takes a while to do these clearings. And the people who have been on them are still on the light ship, and they're in quarantine, and they're still taking stuff out. I get people letting me know that, yeah, they say, I thought I was on the light ship. I can feel better, and I see them working with me. People have visions sometimes of what's going on. They may even see the light beams, and they may actually have the sensation somewhere in their body that, yeah, they're working on my liver. I know that this stuff's coming out of me. So this is wonderful. But, yeah, what happens is during these intensive 8-hour sessions, you do get your spirit integrated more within your body. This is the whole process, because it can go into your cells then. Otherwise, it can just float around in you, like I said. Doesn't connect you too much, but it's with you. And this is the whole thing for healing, is that you want your spirit to be in the cells of your body. Remember, every body organ is made up of cells. Your whole body is made up of cells. So when you have it integrated, then you get a better clearing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I'd like to pick up a few questions that I see on the fast chat. And let's see, Joni is asking if memorials and paddle outs are safer than funerals.
Hard to say. It all depends what kind of entities are there floating around, you know. Remember, whenever you have any type of ceremony of anything, there are entities that show up because they're used to going to those things. I don't think it's any safer. It's like, you know, walking into a doctor's office where they have done, everybody in there is sick. So what are you going to pick up when you walk in the door or be there? You're going to have entities who are sick with everybody that's come in there. So, you know, if you want to get well, I'm not saying that, you shouldn't go to the doctor. I'm just saying that make sure that you somehow don't pick up the entities of somebody else, because the entity can't have, like, the flu. You go in there with maybe a cut on your hand or something, need some stitches or whatever, which doctors are very good, you know, to perform that particular procedure. And all of a sudden you leave there, and a day or two later you get nauseated, and you go, wow, what happened to me? Well, it's because you picked up maybe entities from there that are all sick. And when they come into your body, they resonate with that particular energy. And then all of a sudden, you will actually play that out yourself until you can get rid of it. So this is what happens. So I hope I answered that question somewhat. If not, maybe you could restate it again, and I'll continue on with it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Let's see. We have, I'll just say, Kimberly is mentioning, she's responding to what you were just talking about the special Sunday clearings and how the people that are on those are still on the light ship in between those sessions for major work. And Kimberly is saying, yes, very true for her. She's still on the ship with major work occurring and having excellent relief. So that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. And let's see. So... New is asking if you can create a page on the website for PayPal options for each session.
We'll have to see what the webmaster can do. Normally what I have is a complete healing, which goes, you know, from your current age back to conception. So I would have to figure out, maybe you can send me an email and describe that more fully, so I can kind of get a clue on it to see if we can suit your needs there. So Back to you again, Sylvia.
Okay. Let's see. Yolanda's asking if sage smudging has any effect on releasing entities.
Well, I have been in locations and rooms where people have saged in the past, and it does feel better after that. I just don't know how and why it would work. I know it does work, but I just don't know. Sometimes rooms feel better after that process. So maybe they just can't breathe too well. I don't know. Maybe the energy of the sage does something, but I know it's not a permanent thing because people have to keep saging. But the moment after people sage, normally, for what I have found out from my own experience, is that it does feel better, and then somehow they come back again. So it is something that's done, and that's probably more Native American energy, too. So I just don't know. What's your comment on that, Sylvia? Do you have any insight there?
Well, I think that, you know, someone just needs to try it for themselves and see if it has any effect. You know, because like you said, that rings true for me. It really depends on the type of entities. I think there are some that it doesn't make any effect on. But there's other things, too, like sometimes different sounds, you know, might drive some out. I don't know. There's
that
another
bells
question.
Work well too. You know,
yeah.
You ring those. So if you haven't tried that, that works. Clears your room very, very nicely. There's people who buy the crystal bowls, and all that seems to work to a certain extent, but. It's probably not permanent, although, you know, again, you know, what is permanent, you know? When I do a house clearing, I get rid of what's there at the time, and normally people want that done because something's been hanging out for a long, long time, and I can get rid of that energy. Will new ones come back in? Yeah, I'm sure that they could, but the old one that was there, old ones, are gone. Will the sage keep the old ones away? Maybe they might leave momentarily, but they'll come back again. So you want to get them actually eliminated more than just kind of chase them away. So the bowls will chase them away. You know, the little Tibetan bells, ones that I have seen work pretty nice, or maybe like about an inch and a half in diameter. You normally get them and they have like a little leather strap and you kind of cling them together. Those work very well. Some people have wind chimes, that works, but it's only a temporary thing because you're not healing the entity. You're not getting rid of it. It's not leaving. It's just going to someplace else. It may go to your neighbor's house, and then after, you know, the noise goes away or the sage smell goes away, then they may just come back and bother you again. So all that is great. It works in the moment, but it's not a temporary thing. You want to get rid of the entities. So that's my hit on that. Back to you, Sylvia.
And also Yolanda's mentioning tuning forks. I've heard of that as well being used. There was a question about what can we do to protect ourselves?
Well, that's a good one. Protection, normally, you know, your spirit is your only protection. Without your spirit, your body is wide open to all of the things that are floating around here, whether it be on this planet as far as entities from people who passed on, emotional bodies, to aliens, okay? So your only protection is to get more in your body with your spirit so it can take up more space. Remember, they only come into you because you have a void there and or you're allowing them to come in. You know, maybe you're doing some type of spiritual practice, a chant or something, and they're coming in because you're allowing that, okay? Remember, Jesus says don't go outside of yourself. So anything that you do that is doing that is going to bring you these entities. Another thing you can do is do your life force energy. We can do that for a sample here. This is great. So this is what I tell people to do. It's very simple. Put your palms facing each other, kind of in front of your heart center there with your fingers pointing up, kind of like you'd be doing a prayer, but your hands are apart. And move your hands in until you feel that invisible ball tension. And it's like compressing a spring. And it could be, a foot or so or down to maybe a couple of inches. But move your hands in very slowly until you feel that resistance. And let your body tell you. Don't use your mind because your mind doesn't have a clue. So here we go. What you want to do is an affirmation, which is, I now increase my life force energy. I repeat that. I now increase my life force energy. And each time you say it, move your hands apart and bring them in again. And you're going to notice that the energy field between the palm of your hands is going to be intensifying, or your hands will actually be a little bit further apart. And let's do that 10 times here. And this will also help you for protection from psychic attacks, because you have more energy around your body, so you're not necessarily open to this here. Now, this is your spirit energy. It has nothing to do with your auric field. It's a whole different situation, okay? So here we go. So your auric field is body energy. This one here is spirit energy. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands apart. Bring them in slowly. And you should find that they're probably increased further apart, maybe 2 to 3 inches or so. Again, I now increase my life force energy. And do it again. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And we'll do it 10 more times. It'll really charge you up here. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And I now increase my life force energy. Well, that should be great. So you guys should be buzzing right now. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, that feels great, doesn't it? Wow. How many times do you think a day that it would help people if they did that, Ron?
Well, if you really want to get buzzing, right now might be a bad time for you because it's, probably late at night. It's, almost 8 o'clock California time, 11 o'clock Eastern. But if you get up in the morning, you may want to do it. If you have time and you really want to plug yourself into more spirit energy, and this may also get rid of some of the energies of psychic attacks from you and stuff, do it like 500 times. It may sound like a lot to you, but, after you do it probably 10, 20 times, you don't have to use your hands any longer, okay? Because they're going to be alongside of you all the way out. And so the more you do it, it's going to start taking away some of the resistance that you have of these things with you. And if you do it 500 times, when I do it with a group of people, doing it 10 times, the whole room, heats up probably 5 degrees more than what it was initially. And everybody gets really warm and energized. So if you do it 500 times by yourself, then you're going to be buzzing. And you may even find the inside of your body shaking, quivering, as these entities, hit the road and get out of you. So it's really good to get rid of entities, and it may help you in your healing because you're bringing in more spirit energy into you. So you're actually commanding your spirit more into your body. It may not integrate with yourself, but you are going to be charged up and it will be with you. And you're going to feel much better. and you're going to definitely be awake after doing it. That's why I say you may not want to do it tonight. I've had people do it at night, and they say, yeah, I couldn't sleep. You know, I was awake, you know, for like 4 or 5 hours. I wanted to go to bed at midnight, and I finally went to sleep, you know, at 4 or 5 in the morning. I had to get up at 7, and that wasn't good, but they were buzzing. So this works great, too, if you're on a road trip or something, driving, and you just need to stay awake a little bit longer. You don't have to use your hands, but you want to do it initially for like the first week and do it like 3-4 times a day, maybe 10, 20 times. And you have to say it out loud because you want to work on the physical here. You're telling every cell in your body what you're doing, okay? If you're just thinking inside of your head and then you're in the mental plane, forget it. You know, that's not going to help your body whatsoever. You want to work on the physical. So saying it out loud is why you want to do it, because it'll help you in the physical. And like I said, if you do it 500 times, you're going to be really, really plugged in. And if you have any resistance in you, I'm sure by that much time it's going to leave. So if you do have a problem maybe doing it, you know, maybe doing a little bit more, even 100 times might help you out more as you go over the hump to get rid of this stuff. So back to you, Sylvia. It looks like our time is moving on here.
Oh, boy, you're right. So basically, do the life force energy until you get over that hump of feeling tired or whatever, is what you're suggesting?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Okay, great. Wonderful. So anything you want to say, Ron, about... Now, how does it work for people that maybe are listening and they're new to this and they'd like to come on this Sunday's 8-hour healing, but they weren't on the other two this month that happened already, or, well, actually the other three?
Yeah, just give me a call on the telephone, or probably it's probably best to send me an email. And you can click on that on the bottom of this page, I believe. Or it could just be, you can send me an email under healing@creationlightship.com so that you want to get on this one call, and I'll figure out a special price for you since you didn't come on the previous ones here. So just do that, and it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. No, excuse me. It starts at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 o'clock Pacific. So, and it's an 8-hour call. Might sound like a lot to you. Time goes by very quickly. Feels like maybe half an hour, 45 minutes, and everybody... I'm sure that was on the calls previously could attest to that because you're out of time. We break every hour, and they work with you. So we'll just say probably signing off here. It's getting to that time. So I'll bring in the divine energy of peace through the light beam. So if you want to go down on the monitor screen a little bit, scroll down. If you're new, go to Creation Lightship Healing. Scroll down a little ways. And bring up the light beam. Here comes peace energy. It'll be activated for half past the hour. So here comes the peace. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So blessings to all of you. Our next show will be this coming Friday. And it's on station 2, a different station. And it starts 5 minutes before 7 o'clock. Same time as this show, but 5 minutes earlier. So blessings to all of you. And we'll see you later, and that's 10 o'clock Eastern. Bye, everybody.
Blessings, everyone. Wonderful to be with you. See you Friday. Bye-bye.